Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Let's start with this. Here we are a couple days to Selection Day. So where do you think you might be spending the holidays if you had to guess?
Well, I don't see how at this point I think Vegas is the most likely. That's a game where it seems like if Michigan wins and Michigan State gets into the selection committee games, it seems like that's kind of where Penn State slots in. But it gets a little dicey. I would think there's a whole slew of different possibilities if Iowa would say beat Michigan or something crazy happens and they don't select Michigan State, which I don't see. But yeah, I would say Vegas is Vegas is the favorite.
Yeah, in other words, if everything were to go according to, quote, Hoyle, last time I checked, Hoyle didn't select bowls, but Michigan were to win, I think you're probably onto something right there. Brent Pry takes the Virginia Tech job. You and I both know that for a long time he's been a prime guy to get a head coaching job. What did you think about the fit there?
I think it's a really great fit for Brent for Virginia Tech, and I for starters, I mean you talk to these guys enough over the years, and Brent's been here now it seems like forever, and you're thrilled for the guy. He really waited his turn. He did this right. He got a chance at he's gotten chances at other jobs in the past that the fit seemed okay, but not great. But this is a great fit. He'll do very well there. And I really thought his press conference, the introductory press conference, I think they're always pretty important because they kind of set the tone. And you don't see a Virginia Tech fan upset about anything that he said. They're all pretty excited. I think there's a lot of what you normally hear from James. You heard from Brent and that. And that introduction. So I think that it's for him personally. He's familiar with the place. He played high school ball about an hour and a half from there. He knows the lay of the land. He recruits there well. I mean, all three of his linebackers I think are from Virginia. So he's at Penn State anyway. But I think he's going to recruit there well, and that's a sneaky good fit for Virginia Tech. He's not a splashy guy; he's not going to seek out the spotlight. But as far as a football coach goes, I think they made the great call there.
Yeah, they did make a great call, and I thought he handled the press conference beautifully. The way he spoke about James, and also the way he spoke about Frank Beamer and Bud Foster. I thought, you want to talk about winning the press conference. Brent Pry went into Blacksburg and won the press conference.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you're right. He didn't. There wasn't anybody he left out. He mentioned his dad, the influence he had. He wasn't long-winded about any of it. But he kind of got into the sacrifices his family made. Taking the kids out of school, uprooting their lives for this opportunity, and you could tell what James has meant to him and what Frank Beamer meant and Bud Foster as well. Those three guys, we knew they were big influences on him, but this was clearly an emotional thing for him to go somewhere where he could kind of represent all three of those guys.
All right, so now here it is, this break in between. And now, of course, a defensive coordinator at some point will be hired. I'm not saying that's the defensive coordinator for the bowl. For example, we remember Tyler Bowen being the offensive coordinator in the Cotton Bowl, for example. Now we know he's doing that. Give me a couple things that when it comes to bowl prep, Donnie, that you'd like to see Penn State, quote, work on to get ready for whomever they're going to play, wherever that happens to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, number one, I think, is get healthy. Obviously, that's, get the best Sean Clifford you're going to get. Get everybody available and ready to play the game. And the last couple of weeks for this team, I don't think it was easy for them. I mean, between the flu, between some of the injuries they dealt with behind the scenes, it hasn't been easy. So number one, get healthy. Number two, get some of these younger kids ready to play. I mean, I would like to, in a bowl game like this, see more of Kalen King, see more of, you know, Reed, see some of these young, even Tangwall, see what he can do, get him some action. Not saying play the whole game for any of them, but get out there and play a little bit more and do things like that. But you know, it's the bowl thing, the way that the college football is now, you know, those are typical bowl things. But now you got so many other things with, you know, with the portal, and you know they're not going to focus too much on the portal, but they have to do some on recruiting here before the bowl game, because they have, you know, because they have the signing day coming up, and you know they do have to build the roster for next year. So I mean, this is a really, really challenging time of year, even besides, you know, putting that coaching staff back together for James.
Yeah, no, exactly right. It's interesting, the role of unintended consequences, and that would be the December 15th signing date, the third Wednesday in December. That has caused an acceleration in jobs all over the place because people want their guy in place before the signing date. They can't lose the recruiting class. So you even have Notre Dame losing their head coach at number 6 in the college football playoff. Is there any adjustment that needs to be made there, or are we at the point of no return?
I think the adjustment that I would make is, and I know some people love this, but I would just push the signing day back to February. I don't understand what the yeah. big problem with that was, and you know I get that some coaches like this and others don't, but I mean it just adds a whole extra, you know. I guess a layer of responsibility on these guys who are trying to get ready to play a bowl game, and those are important for, you know, for a lot of financial reasons, for conferences, for schools, everything. So I would move it back to February, but I see why they're doing it now. It seems like there's a lot of contradictions here with why they're doing things and how, but it's been a yeah. You, that's I think you look at Virginia Tech. That's Brent's number one job right now. You know, they're going to play a bowl game, but that, I think that's really secondary to keep. And he would admit this, to keeping that recruiting class together.
Donnie, there'll be championship games all over the lot, starting tonight, by the way, with Utah and Oregon. So when the dust settles on Sunday, the Donnie Collins Final Four is.
I'm gonna go because I can't eliminate Bama. I can't do it. So I think Georgia and Bama get in. I think Michigan gets in, and I hate to say this, I think Cincy's out. I could see Oklahoma State winning and getting in. So I'm gonna be the guy who picks Oklahoma State, Michigan, and the two SEC teams.
Wow, I'm glad I asked. That was a great answer. Donnie,
yeah, I mean, I
appreciate you so much.
I just can't see Bama losing.
Yeah. No, hey, look, I understand. Hey, look, the world is enamored with Alabama. I got it. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to talk to Brad Nessler later in the show because he'll call the game tomorrow. But they've got the one loss to Texas A&M. They would be the first two-loss team ever to get in if they were to lose to Georgia tomorrow. Georgia can lose tomorrow and they're in. I mean, no matter what, yeah. Georgia is in right now in that position of, like, whatever the result is, they're fine. They're just winning, trying to win tomorrow so Kirby can say he beat Nick.
He might have to do it again.
Donnie, appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right, thanks, Steve. Anytime.